Where's Tyree?
Okay. I wanted to, just again, we don't have so much time. A good chedesh to everyone. He's got some exam or something, maybe. Anyway, so we saw the Gemara yesterday regarding this concept of lav dechasima. And in order to get malchus, you have to be a lav that is dumya de lav dechasima, which excludes lav anita glase and lav shem b'maisa. And what else did we see? Lav hanitan lezashum and various examples that are not dumya de lav dechasima.
An ase.
And I wanted to take it one step further, take it a little bit deeper in terms of understanding this limud of dumya de lav dechasima. In order to do that, we're going to take a little bit of a detour through the Sefer HaMitzvos. Now, the Rambam wrote a lot of Svarim, but one of the Svarim that he writes really is a Hagdama to the Mishnah Torah, is he writes a Sefer HaMitzvos, where he basically collects all of the mitzvahs, identifies what they are, gives a little bit of a summary, and as an introduction to the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam has what was known as the Arba Esrei Shorashim, the 14 rules. That how do I, what are my rules and policies in terms of counting mitzvahs? And in the Shoresh Arbasar, the 14th Shoresh, and we'll take a look at it inside, he says as follows, Ein roi limnos ha'amodas ha'gedorim b'mitzvah se. You don't have to go ahead and count the ha'amodas gedorim, literally the fences, as part of mitzvah se. Da, shukom mitzvah se v'lo ta'aseh yichalku chaluka rishon ofi kavona zeh ha'shal shnei chalakim. Chelek, lo bira kasabo onesh klal, aval tzivi ba'azara. V'lo chiev ala over din, v'lo yichro sa onesh miyuchad ba'aveiro, ala mitzahu, o azara haramuza, v'chele bir mi bo onesh va'adin. Certain averas, the Torah gave us the onesh, and other averas, the Torah did not give us the onesh. So we have chelek, we have an onesh of skila, and an onesh of sreifa, and then there's an onesh of saif, which is where we basically
behead,
and then there's an onesh of kenek, where we which is called strangulation, and then there's averas shenilke ha'over alei malchus, where you get malchus, and other averas you get kares, etc., etc. And then he says, how do we go ahead and deal with counting all of these mitzvos and averas? And basically, the rule that the Rambam posits is that you will count every onesh is counted as one mitzvah. And there is what we'll call the mitzvahs haniskalim. A mitzvah on bezdin, to give skila where appropriate to give skila. To give sreifa where appropriate to give sreifa, to give chenek, to give malchus, etc. And that's going to be your mitzvah. That's it. For example, and I'm skipping a little bit, but he says, Ki anachnu nitztavinu shenarov zeh, shenilke zeh, shenisko zeh, v'shenakriv korban amah shenischayv oso be'avarnu alav. V'ofen minyanah, and therefore, in counting the mitzvos, shenimne ha'arba mitzvos bezdin, arba mitzvos mitzvaseh. So there are four mitzvos bezdin, and you're going to count each one as a separate and distinct mitzvaseh. And that's the lashon of the Mishnah. Masechet Sanhedrin, mitzvah niskalim, and ketzah mitzvah nisrafim, hanechnokim, and hanerogim.
It's only for lotasis.
Well, these are assays. There's an assay to give skila where appropriate. There's an assay to give.
What a person does.
He does the avera. That's one iser. That's a lav, and then he'll get yeah. Okay, fine. Now. Now, will you count malchus as a separate mitzvah?
Yeah.
Sure. Then he says, "V'chein gam ken roi sheyimne hamalchus mitzvos," and probably as well. I think he counts carbon as a mitzvah to bring a carbon as a kapara. That too is a mitzvah. Okay, good.
I mean, they're all separate, or they're all
separate.
I thought we all said that.
No, we didn't say nothing. No. We said as a theoretical possibility. But the Rambam says, Skila, Sreifa, Hered, Vechenek. How many mitzvahs are there?
Six.
Skila, Sreifa, Hered, Vechenek. Four mitzvahs. Now. came along, the Rambam is writing the Sefer as a critique, partially as a critique of a Sefer that preceded him. And that is the Baal Halachos Gedolos. And the Bahag had a different view. And the Bahag's view was, no, is that you count also, well, a person in the Chal Shabbos, what's his onesh? Skila. A person does Avodah Zarah, what's his onesh? Skila. Is there an imposition on Pambezin, a Chiv on Bezin to give Mechal Shabbos Skila?
Yeah.
Yes, so that's a mitzvah. To give Ovdei Avodah Zarah Skila?
Yeah.
Yes, so that's a mitzvah. And the Bahag says, every particular Aveir that you do, where there's a Chiv Skila, all there's a mitzvah of Skila de Shabbos, and there's a mitzvah of Skila de Avodah Zarah. And these are two separate mitzvahs, says the Bahag. And that is what the Rambam objects to. And that's the Rambam beginning on, I'm on, in my, again, my version, it's towards, it's page Kuf Tzadi Dalit. He says, Ve'ein roi shenimne kol prat me'ageder mitzvah ve'atzma. Ad shenema, don't do this. Ad shenema, derech moshel sh'atzivu shen sabinu l'iskol mechal ha'shabes, mitzvah achas. Uskilas baal ov, mitzvah shnias. Uskila ovid avodah zara, mitzvah shlishis. Don't do that. Who did do that? And Rambam is saying, don't do that. The Bahag did it, don't do that. Ad she minya mitz k'min ha'ishim. Shehei mechuyavei misos bezin k'mosha asa zula senu mi bilti hishtabos. He says, zula senu, he doesn't mention my name, but there was this person who did this. But mi bilti hishtabos, without putting in the hishtabos. He didn't think it through correctly. He's not correct. And I was, according to the Rambam, every aveira that's going to have an onesh, ultimately, how many averes are you going to have?
Two.
You're going to double it. You're going to have the aver for the lav, and then you're going to have another mitzvah that is a mitzvah for the onus. And then he says, listen to this argument. This is his argument. If the Bahag was correct, she'ilu hoya hadavar kain, hoya ro'i gam kain she'nimne kol malkus u'malkus b'fnei atzma, behechrech. Ad shiya halkos ochal nevela mitzvah b'fnei atzma, v'halkos ochal chaza mitzvah shenis, v'halkos ochal basa chala mitzvah shlishis, v'halkos lovei shatneis mitzvah revias. V'yegam kein etzlenu mitzvah asel if he mitzvah halavin shalokin alav. So how many lavin do you get malchus for? How many? 207. So you're going to have to actually now have 207 lota aseis plus 207 aseis for the malchus on each and every aveirah. V'yisrabu oz mitzvahs asei yoter me'arboa me'os pehechrech. You're going to have well more than, how many mitzvahs asei are there in the Torah? 248. Now all of a sudden you're going to have well over 400. And he says, that's not true. It's not true. And because you don't do that by Malkus, therefore you're not going to do it where? You're not going to do it by Skrilos Fei Peregevchenag either. Each one is one mitzvah, and only one mitzvah, end of story, game over. Malkus is one mitzvah, Skila is one mitzvah, straight for Herav Chenek, you're not going to go ahead and be mefaret and identify for every single particular thing. It's each type of onesh is one mitzvah. He could, and he probably does. He does. But the Rambam doesn't like it. The Rambam doesn't like it. We have a Mesora, he doesn't buy it.
Why does the Rambam have to go into Malkus? Why can't he just say, every single mitzvah misa is that's more than 6 feet?
Because I think he's strengthening the kash. And he wanted me to give shi on this topic. Okay. Now. I'm going to add carbon. Carbon. Yeah. Yes. Huh? Yes, he has an agenda of getting to Taryag, and only Taryag.
Right. They're
good as
mitzvahs, but not part of the list.
Can you not hold
Taryag?
Yeah.
I don't hold Taryag.
Okay, good.
I really don't like it.
Whoa.
This is the mafia of the word.
Slow down. That's not. It's good you're learning Maseches Makos. But the Gemara is going to develop in Makos. There is a Mesorah that we have, an ancient Mesorah, that there are 613 core categorical mitzvahs. And then we have a lot of details. And the Rambam, exactly this. The Rambam writes a sefer that what do I count, what don't I count, what's called a core category, and what's called, like, for example, again, just throwing out an example, how many mitzvahs is Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh? It's two mitzvahs. How many mitzvahs is the Arba Minim? One mitzvah. So how do you know? How do you know? They're rules. They're going to be rules. Like, why is Arba Minim called one mitzvah, and Tefillin Shel Yad, Tefillin Shel Rosh called two mitzvahs? They're going to be rules. If you only have a Tefillin Shel Yad, will you put it on without a Shel Rosh?
Yes.
Yes. If you only have a Lulav, will you do a Shekel? No. Okay, so this one is Ma'akev. That's not Ma'akev. That's going to help us develop the rules. And, you know, there's a whole series of rules, Chalitza. Chalitza is a mitzvah. Do you count spitting in the shoe also as a mitzvah? Is that a separate mitzvah? That's just the detail of mitzvah's Chalitza. These are rules that the Rambam will develop.
What's the point of giving us the number 613?
Again, we'll learn about Sekhaz Makas to get to it. It's coming up in the third paragraph. Okay, can I go Vayitun Shas? Thanks. Okay. Now, Ramban was always, in all areas, Ramban is like the, in Alat Torah and in the back of the Gemara and in the Chidush, and the Ramban was always the person who was the defender of the tradition. Defender of the tradition. So, for example, in Shas, the Ramban has a sefer that's published at the end of the Gemaras called the Milchamos Hashem. What's the Ramban coming to do in the Milchamos Hashem? He calls it the Milchamos Hashem, the war for God. What's he coming to do? Is the Rif was like the old school tradition, and came along the Baal HaMa'ur, Rabbi Nizrachi Alevi, and was critical of the Rif. So came along the Ramban, and Ramban came to defend the Rif, the tradition, against the young Baal HaMa'ur. In the Chumash, there was Rashi, and then it came along people like the Ibn Ezra, and then comes along the Ramban to try and kind of, you know, bring Rashi to his place. The Ramban argues on Rashi a lot, but, you know, basically show Chazal through the Psukim and kind of rebuild that vision. That's what the Ramban did. So over here as well, the Ramban is the defender in a lot of ways of the Bahag, and he's going to be here defending the position, at least of the Bahag, against the Rambam. So you look at the Ramban writes Hasagos. Ramban was known, again, for his Hasagos. And the Ramban writes over here that he I'm going to read from the beginning. Ha'ikra abosar, pasuk harav sheroi hu lenos onshe mitzvahs, mitzvah say, levish nitzvano achas anachna b'kiyumam, v'roi shenimna komin onesh mehem mitzvah achas. Shu abba mitzvahs bezdem b'nyi mitzvah say, abba mitzvahs, va'ishim zula so shemana kol dar miyucha b'pnei atzma, atshiya skila, hamachal shabbos mitzvah say, skilas balo v'idoni mitzvah say, Skilas over out of Zara Shlishas can kulam. No, Amar Harav also zemi bli histaklus. Well, we have our gifts histadlus. Ain't no adaver king. Hayakom Malkus and Malkus mitzvah b'tnei atzma v'tiatzlenu mitzvah say kaminin alavin etc. Says the Ramban. He quotes the Bahag counted every single case of skila Shabbos and Avodah Zara over Yidoni. The Rambam says no way. It's one skila, one strafe, one hered. The raya is Malkus. Now, what I want to just say right now, and this is the shiur coming up right now, is why is the raya of the Rambam from Malkus not a raya? How are you going to defend the Bahag from this proof of Malkus? If the Bahag, you're correct, then for sure Malkus should be counted as well. But even you, Bahag, don't count Malkus. As 207, you count it as one. Well, if you're counting Malkus as one, then count Skila, Srefa, Hereg, and Chenek also as one. Just as a side point, the Ramban adds an interesting point. How many Averas can you think of that that prohibit working land? Shemitah Yovel is two. Yom Kippur, Shabbos, Yontif, Shemitah Yovel. Do you count that as four mitzvahs? Don't work the land on Shemitah, don't work the land on Shabbos, don't work the land on Yontif? Or is it all one mitzvah? You're not allowed to work the land certain times. So obviously, working the land, it's not that you said working the land, but you said working the land on Shabbos, working the land on Yontif, working the land on Shemitah. These are separate Yisurim. So says the Ramban in defense of the Bahag, Just like working the land on Yom Tov is a different issue than what? Than working the land on Yovel. Skila for Shabbos is a different onus than skila for Avodah Zarah. Now, I'm not sure I hear that tzushtel. I think you can make a distinction. But then he says, don't bother me with Malchus. Don't bother me with Malchus. Your argument from Malchus is no argument whatsoever, says the Ramban. So, Rabosai, what's the Ramban's argument? How do you totally deflect the Rambam's argument from Malchus? Yes, Mr. Bark.
You only have one pasuk for Malchus.
What?
You only have one pasuk telling you to get Malchus, or to give Malchus.
And?
By release of space, and you get a bunch of... It says the punishment
okay.
Every time.
Okay, in other words, what is the halachic mechanism through which we give Malchus? It's the default punishment. It's what I will call, it's a limud from a klal. What is the klal that we learn from? Give me the klal. Dumya delav dechasim. That's the klal. And from that klal now we spread out to all dinim of Malchus. It's a klal. There's one pasuk. What's the pasuk we have? Ahayim bin hakos arasha. And adjacent to that pasuk is Lav dechasim. There's one pasuk. It's a klal. So you know how many, everyone's going to agree. How do you count Malchus? One. But when it comes to misos, how do you know you get misa for Chol Shabbos? A pasuk. How do you know you get misa for Avodah Zarah? A pasuk. You need a pasuk for every single misa. Says the Ramban, the pasuk generates what? Generates a new mitzvah. Masha'ein came Malchus. Where does Ramban say that? Look at the end of that paragraph. So Ramban says, reading it inside, Avoham Malchus ain dimyon ola ela dimyon yafel. If he shall only stop being on Malchus, but call a veir b'fnei atzmo. Aval tzivonu yizbrach mitzvah klolis. Achar halav in kulam shenilka al kol lav dom lav dechasima. Kemo sheba b'feir shama kubal. Uvegilui. Min akosuv od lo boy be malchus el shtei mitzvah shim hayi ben akos arasa shipla sofe vikilu lefanav arboim etc. And therefore, there's no happening in the world to count every single malchus as a separate mitzvah. Okay, good. So now, what am I going to say? What's my next words out of my mouth? What's the next? I'm not saying, but how many mitzvahs is malchus? Mitzvah is one mitzvah corresponding to one pasuk, and then the rest is klalim. You don't learn that from klalim. You don't let me give you an example. Is there a mitzvah to get married? Yes. How do you get married? Kesef, star, bia. Is that one mitzvah, three mitzvahs?
Three.
There's one mitzvah. Is one mitzvah of kiddushin. And yes, there are three ways of accomplishing that goal. You don't count that as three mitzvahs, one mitzvah. So there's one onesh, one pasuk, one din of Malchus. And everything else is, yes, it's derived to give Malchus or Chayavei Malchus. That's the Ramban's argument. By Misa, you have psukim for every single onesh. Rabosai, did the Rambam know how to learn?
Yes, he did.
What is the Rambam felt this argument was sufficient to knock out the Bahag. How did the Rambam understand Dumya Delav Dechasima? Now, be careful with what you say. Actually, I'm going to be so careful, I'm not going to even listen to you. Look at source number 4. The Leiv Sameach, and then we'll take a look at the Megillas Esther. And he says, Lo nizba'er li bitulo shel haramban. I don't buy the bitul of the Ramban. What do you mean, the bitul of the Ramban? The Ramban's rejection. I don't buy it. Shehevi arav shamalkus... Says the Ramban, we weren't commanded on every single avera separate set of Malchus. It all comes from where? Lav de Chasima. Says the Leiv Sameach, Mabazeh. Kevan demi lav de Chasimu lindu Malchus. Lekolav miyuchad batora kedi isa begamara. Varehu ki ilu, cause of Malchus Betheirish, Bechol Lav Velav.
Sounds familiar.
It says that it's Ki'ilu Kosav Malchus Beferish Bekol Lav Velav. What's he saying? What's he saying? Why am I doing this with you today? Look at the Megillas Esther. Umasha Amar Ol Ki Kushi Arav Me'ina Malchus Inu Kushim Neshalo Bo Hatsibi L'Lakos Chayim Milchus Bekol Makomos Nireli Kigam shelo bo hatziv b'chol echav echav mehem mikol makom hare pirshu lanu mekabli haTorah shelo sheroy lahalkos haov malalav hadoyim malalav dechasima. That's not as explicit. I like the Leif Sameh better. What's the Leif Sameh say? What's he saying? Yeah.
That it says if lav dechasima makes it as if it literally writes an individual makos for every single pasuk where there's.
Give me. What does that sound familiar to? What? How does that sound?
Same as me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By Shabbos.
Oh,
the,
we had Malacha, and then we also.
Who said Lo Savara? In other words, and what's the right word to say is Lav Dechasima is, listen to the words, Lechalek Yotzis. You remember we had by Lo Savara Eish? Why did Torah give me a separate punishment? Why does the Torah mention, where do we learn all the Malachas from? We learn the Malachas from where? From Mishkan. So why do we need a pasuk to teach me that there's an Isser of Havara, Machlokas and Gemara? One day it says, because Havara le Chalek Yotzis. By going and identifying Havara as a separate Isser, what is that telling you about every other Malacha? It's as if, by every other Malacha, it said, don't bake and don't cook and don't build and don't do Borim. So as if there's a separate pasuk for every single one. And therefore, if you did all 39 Malachas, Bel Mechas, how many Karbans do you have to bring? All 39. Why? Because it's a separate Shein Isser. So what is the Rambam? How does he understand Dumi Lav Dechasima? He assumes that Lav Dechasima is Lechalek Yotzis, as if the Torah wrote a separate pasuk by every single Malchus. And therefore, according to the Bahag's vision, how many sets of Malchus should you get? How many mitzvahs should it count for? 207. And there's no difference between Skila and Malchus. If you're counting everyone by Skila, you're counting every single one by Malchus. Comes on the Ramban and says, no, you didn't chab. Lav dechasima is not what? It's not lechalek yasis. It's not the limud. It's not as if the Torah is giving you a separate pasuk. It's a separate klal, and it's one pasuk, and it's not dome. It's not similar to Skila. So what emerges is, and the reason I did this with you today is because our Gemara introduces us for the first time in Masechas Makos and Shas to the idea of Dumya Delav Dechasima. And the Shaila now becomes, based on the Machlokas, Rambam and Bahav, Ramban defending the Bahav, is what exactly does that mean? What does Dumya Delav Dechasima mean? According to the Rambam's vision, what it means is, it's if the Torah is said by every single Chayvei Malkus, if you're similar to Lav Dechasima, so you know what it says? V'hayim bin Hakos HaRosh. You're Rosh, you get Malkus. And if you rush to get Malchus, should you count, in theory, should you count now every single Chiv Malchus as a separate mitzvah? In theory, if you're in the world of the Bahag, you'll count it. Do we count it? No, and therefore you're out of the world of the Bahag. And therefore Skila also gets only counted as one. However, the Bahag says, I'm not bothered by your Malchus Kasha, because that's not what Lav Dechasim means. Lav Dechasim is not Lechalek Yatzis. Lav Dechasim is a klal. It only counts one mitzvah. Skila, Sreifa, Herak, and Herak, those are not klal. And those, you need a separate pasuk each one, and therefore you're going to be chayev, a separate ish, an onesh on each one. Okay, that is half of today's shir. The second part of shir is going to get into Lav Shein Bo Maisa. I'm not going to, do we have shir tomorrow? That's terrible. So we will discuss Lav Shein Bo Maisa the day after tomorrow. Tomorrow's Yom HaZikaron. We have a teal in the morning. Very chasher teal, must say. You'll hear tonight some more details. But okay, we'll get into that. Mr. Shem, there is lunch and then mincha at 1:13.